USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kenosha is ready to move on. Patrick Roberts, the pastor of First Baptist Church, said before his sermon on Sunday, "Everybody has been calm and the community understands that it needs to heal." Closing arguments for the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is expected today before sending it to the jury. The Austrian government has ordered a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people that started at midnight Monday. The government orders prohibit unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities such as working, grocery shopping, or going for a walk, or getting vaccinated. Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg told reporters in Vienna Sunday, quote, "It's our job as the government of Austria to protect the people," end quote. A 10th victim has died from the Astroworld tragedy. Ezra Blunt, who lived in Dallas, had been placed in a medically induced coma. Ezra was 9 years old. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The inflation hitting American wallets was a key topic over the weekend on most news talk programs. Last week, America suffered its biggest inflation jump in over 30 years.
The Biden administration is acknowledging inflation has become a big economic problem, and the economic advisor Brian Deese was pressed about it on CNN's State of the Union. Whether President Biden's Build Back Better spending plan would actually help ease inflation, as the president's claimed. Deese said there are a number of things the administration can do to combat inflation, but claimed the social spending plan is the ultimate fix. Deese sidestepping the question, though, when asked how long inflation will stay. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying she expects that inflation concerns will dissipate by the middle of next year. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Monday Night Football tonight will feature the Rams at San Francisco on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is scheduled for closing arguments today, Kyle's mother, Wendy, was on Fox News over the weekend.
I'm hoping that the outcome is what I expect, a not guilty verdict. But I know there's a lot of people out there who wants my son to be guilty. It's in the hands of the jury. They've been taking notes, listening to the truth. And I hope they take that and take that into what the outcome is going to be.
Dave Hancock, a spokesman for Kyle Rittenhouse, says the letter of the law should find Kyle not guilty.
You can't define self-defense more clear than what happened this evening on the 25th of August, 2020, with young Kyle Rittenhouse. He is a good kid. He was there to help. He's a civic-minded kid. He's a young man now. But he went down there to help, and he brought the only rifle that he believed he could carry, which we believe will come out in court today. He was legally allowed to carry that rifle, just so long as it was not a short barrel rifle. And that is according to the letter of the law in the Wisconsin statute. So we believe that we're going to see that charge gone. And all the rest of the charges come back with a not guilty, because that's the truth.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.